Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Brother Eric. We are experimenting all the time in democratization of our union. This radio show is going to be a short one, but informative. I hope that you can hear me. I didn't promote this at all, so there may not be anyone listening at the moment, but hopefully you'll have a recording. I have some... All right, we have a chat box, and we also have a call-in number. And that call-in number, 515-605-9885. 515-605-9885. All righty. So let's take a look. It looks like the chat box is a little, maybe I have an older computer here, so it's not loading right. So I just wanted to go over this leave information that our union submitted to us in a letter. This is actually from the desk of our president of our union, Local 308, Brother Kenneth Franklin. And it is important leave policy information. So what that means is basically if you're sick or you're dealing with sick family, you're dealing with sick family, or you have a underlying condition that makes you vulnerable to the COVID-19 illness, this is information you should know. So as you know, we're described as essential employees. Essential, according to this letter, is essential not according to this letter, but according to what we're being told, is people like the police, fire, and medical healthcare workers. When you're in desperate need, where their life may be at risk, you are essential. Now, I wanted to talk about that word briefly because a lot of people think that that means that we are exempted by the Illinois state law, which allows union members or unions to strike. When it's very important that you look up that law, and unfortunately I don't have this chat box working right, so I can't post it, but there is a law, Illinois Public Labor Relations Act, and in section 17 of the act, it describes who can strike and who cannot strike. It's called right to strike. And I'm going to get that up here in just a moment. There's prohibitive, there's those who can't strike, okay? So those are fire, police, and prison workers. But transportation is not part of that, okay? So I don't want you to think that this is the equivalent of saying that you don't have the right to exercise your legal right to strike as a public employee. You're not security. You're not in the fire protection district. You're not a paramedic. You're a transit worker. And they are calling us essential. Again, the word essential is being used in the context of people need to get around. So let them be able to get on a bus or a train to get to where they need to go, especially if they're a worker who is has medical healthcare worker, etc., needs to get to work. And when I am on the trains, and you know, people I pick up at stations, a lot of times they're in their scrubs. They work for different hospitals. They're going to work, so we want to make sure they get to work. We want to make sure other people, the other jobs, are going to work. So that's the context of this. But I don't want you to think that this essential phrase is the same or relevant to Illinois state law or Illinois labor law, section 17 of the ILCS 315. Okay. And that's chapter 48, paragraph 17. So we'll get in that another day, but let's get to the letter here, okay? Now, I have the CTA policy as well in front of me, but because that is CTA information, the Transit Authority, we have to respect the rules and not put that stuff out in the public. But our union sent us information, and which is very similar to that, and it puts it in a little more plainer language for us. And, you know, I commend our leadership for putting this together. So if you are absent, if you are not at work because you've been diagnosed with this COVID-19 illness, you got the test, it came back positive, and you have been ordered by a physician or public agency into isolation, or if you're not sick or exhibiting symptoms currently but have been ordered quarantined by a physician or public health agency, you will receive paid time off. All right? Now, you got to understand that those words carefully, because you have to have, you have to be positively tested, okay? Or if you don't have it, you have symptoms and have been ordered to quarantine, okay? So if you think you're coming down with something, you got to take off. You got to go see a doctor, and you got to do this test. Now, unfortunately, testing is hard, and you may not get a quarantine order. So that's the problem with this tight wording here, is that we're still going to be coming to work if they're sick, because no one wants to take off work or get in trouble for taking off work, because we do get in trouble when we do that, right? So we get punished for it. We get a hit on our record. You only can do so many of these entries, and then you can be fired. So the problem is with that is if you think you're sick, you should still be, you know, according to what the Justice Coalition and Transit Workers Unite is trying to push, is that if you think you're sick, okay, you got to go. Just go. You don't have to work. You shouldn't have to work. But you should get tested. You should see a doctor, but don't come to work, okay? And if the doctor says, well, you're not sick, you don't have this, you don't have COVID-19, you don't need to be isolated, well, you still shouldn't be punished. But see, the language in this does not give room for that, okay? And that's a problem with this. That's a problem, okay? It needs to be improved. Who does it cover? Who does it cover? It covers your... anyone in, you know, we're talking about the people with local 308, which is the rail side. Unfortunately, I didn't get the 241 letter to compare. But who does it cover? It covers our combined rail operators, which is the rapid transit operators, switchmen, towermen, your flagmen, your customer assistants, full-time, part-time, your car servicers, your car repairers, your janitors, supervisors, instructors, clerks, trackmen, and all the laborers. And if your classification is not listed, it doesn't mean you aren't included. You just got to check with the manager. So we'll have in the shop, we'll have motor blowers. I don't see them on here, but I'm pretty certain they're covered by it. What is it? So all of us are covered, part time and full time, right? We're covered so far, but again, we have to prove we're sick, and we have to prove that the doctor said we have to be isolated. Otherwise, we fall into that category that's not in here, and that is, you're going to take a sick book entry, and you're going to be punished for it. They call it discipline, but discipline is what you impose on yourself, not what others impose on you. So it's punishment, especially when it comes to being sick. So what is meant by paid time off? So that is your base pay rate, all right? That's not your overtime rate with your premium or anything like that. Whatever it is, whether it's 13, 14, 15 an hour to 30 or 40 an hour, okay, times your regular scheduled hours. So if you're a full-timer, you're talking 40 hours a week. But for everybody else who's part-time, your base rate times your hours during the last pay period. The paid time off will extend as long as you are directed or ordered to be isolated or quarantined. So they may quarantine you for 20 days, 30 days, 14 days, 5 days. So it's going to cover you for that. So that's why you have that doc. You have to provide that documentation. But look at something really, you know, tricky over here, and that is your base rate times your hours during the last pay period. So what happens if you got one of those furloughs, you got one of those NWAs, no work available, right? You got that for a couple days in the previous pay period, and you only worked for 8, 12 hours. Well, that's all you're going to get paid. You know you can't live off of that. So that's something that needs to be fixed, and that's something that isn't correct, isn't good. It has to be better. What procedure do I have to follow to be eligible for paid time off? Well, you must report your absence to your work location as soon as possible. Yes. Don't wait. You'll be required to provide documentation, which can include an order from a public health agency or physician ordering you to isolate due to contracting the virus, or an order for quarantine. If you're not ill, but ordered to quarantine anyways, and you become ill, you must report that to your manager as soon as possible. And they give you the phone number, the email, and tell you what to say. Now, again, you know, this leads back to the first, to the introduction, and that is you got to have this physician order, okay? So it's real important to get that. And I know with the lines and doctors turning people away, this is really hard to comply with. So is the paid time off taking the place of short-term disability? That's a so-called sick book or 7-day sick. Yes, you will not receive both. If you receive the paid time off, you will not receive the sick book or 7-day sick benefits. The paid time off will not count towards the 7-day short-term disability / 7-day sick limits. So, you know, that's understandable. But, you know, when it comes to contract negotiation times, we have to fix this. And part-timers, you don't get any pay at all. Part-timers don't get anything with this short-term disability. You can do short-term disability, but you're not going to get paid for it. So it's not right. That has to be fixed. Okay, what if you fall within the Center for Disease Control, CDC, guidelines for those who are at high risk and you want to self-quarantine? Will you be able to take paid leave? So they say, you know, I think those of you who fit this know who you are, but anyone who's 60 and older, if you have a chronic medical condition, they say heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, you could have lupus, maybe you're dealing with chemotherapy treatments, whatever. The CDC says, you know, that people may be at a higher risk, also include pregnant and asthma or HIV positive. But basically, yes, you can take the paid leave under this policy, but you have to submit an accommodation request. Okay, an accommodation request to the ARC, the Accommodation Review Committee. And the CTA says the ARC, the review committee, will expeditiously process these requests. So, you know, benefits, contact benefits, call help to get that. I believe it's ARC at transitchicago.com. It's not listed on this letter, but double check. Finally, employees may use benefit time to care for a minor child who is home due to an ordered school closure. So, all right, so the big question is, my children are not allowed in school. I got to take care of them. I really am finding it difficult to do that. I need to be home with them. I may even have a sick family member. Okay. You, according to this, well, what it should be is you should be able to get paid leave, just like you were high risk. That's what, you know, the Justice Coalition, Transit Workers Unite, is pushing for, and a lot of our coworkers want. But it's not that way here, okay? And that has to change, like yesterday. So what this means is, if you have a minor child who is home, so a minor child, we're going to say, it's not clear here exactly, so I look at the CTA paperwork, and I do not see an age specified, but I believe that would be 18 or under years. Okay, yeah, the CTA letter is the same. So it doesn't specify, but I believe that's 18 or under, or under 18. It says you can use benefit time. What in the world is that, right? Well, that's called, well, that is unused vacation time for this year. So for this year, 2020, if you have unused vacation time, you can use that to care for your minor child who is home for school closure. There's nothing in here about dealing with sick children or sick family members, right? So you work, your spouse is homesick, and the child is home. What are you going to do, right? So you have to be home. But you're out of bounds as far as this goes. You're out of luck. So that needs to be fixed immediately. So you can use this unused vacation time that you have for this year to care for a child that is home due to a school closure. If you do not have vacation time, you can borrow it from time you'll be entitled to next year. So you earn vacation as per our contract, but now it can be taken from you so that you can take care of your family who may be sick and or quarantined. It's basically the children are being quarantined at home. You know, that's a very stressful, hard situation for those who will suffer. It's not fair. It's not fair at all. Employees who have no paid vacation time. Okay, that's the part-timers. CSA, apprentices, flagmen can borrow it from a future vacation time you'll accrue when you become eligible for it. Well, unless there's something, you know, we haven't been told, that's been negotiated, there is no such thing. So you can't borrow it because it doesn't exist. And then when, let's just say, you do become full-time in some capacity at the authority, you have to wait a year before earning any vacation time. So here you would have worked all these years as part-time, and you wait a year full-time, and then you got to give up your vacation. You know, that is not fair. That is not fair. And that's one of the ugliest parts of this policy. And, you know, I wish that, you know, there had been action to make sure that what the workers wanted and needed was policy. So in the description of the video, I have some links, and on that you can find the, not video, the radio program. You can find the information about what we are calling for as workers, what a group of us as workers have been calling for, you know. And we tried to scour what everyone else had been posting and sharing and put it online in a document. I think that's about it. I don't see any callers. I'm going to, while I'm here, I am going to actually paste the direct link for our revised, because our first statement was last week. Things had changed a lot, and so we made some changes to the document, and it kind of shortened it a little bit too. So I'm trying to delay that right now, and pardon me for the dead air. Let's see if there's anyone out there that wants to talk. No, we don't have any callers, but that's okay. This was a very short notice. Hope you found this interesting and informative. I did find a link just now, and I am just copying it right now, and I'll put it in the description of the radio show. All right, there we go. So that'll be it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you found it educational. You know, what we're trying to do, we're trying to make our union stronger, trying to make our coworkers empowered with knowledge and to be able to organize themselves, defend themselves, and become better servants of the people who we serve. And that makes the Chicago Transit Authority a better company. It makes Pace Bus a better company. It makes Metra and all the transportation companies better when the employees have a comprehensive knowledge of their duties and their rights. Have yourself a wonderful, safe rest of the week. Hope you found the show informative. Peace.